And welcome back to the FinalScore.tv. Steve Dion here, checking in today with head coach of the Kamiokin Braves, Scott Bigland. Coach, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, I appreciate you guys giving us a call.
Hey, no problem. You know, we're here at the Corner Finals weekend. It's a lot of exciting matchups coming up, and, you know, the 3A just seems wide open. You know, I take a look back, to earlier in the season for your team, and the only two losses came against a couple big boys, Chihuahua and Richland. You play in that mixed 4A, 3A classification division over there. And, you know, I'm sure at the time, losses like that are tough to swallow. But, you know, in the long run, what kind of confidence and what kind of positive takeaways was your team able to get from, being able to hang with the big boys?
You know, at first it was a little heartbreaking for us because we thought we had a pretty good team going into the year. And we got to Chihuahua and we knew that was going to be our big test. And they came in and they physically manhandled us and kicked our butts up front. And we had a long talk that whole week about how we can't back down and we gotta play to the best of our ability every day, every time, and not be afraid. And let's just say it wasn't a pleasant week for the guys, but the guys took it to heart and they challenged themselves. And we've gotten better each and every week. And it showed when we played Richland. We took them all the way to overtime and lost by a PAT block. So you don't like to say you ever have a good loss, but if you have to have a loss, you hope you learn from it, and I think we certainly did do that.
Yeah, I definitely remember hearing about that recap on our show Varsity Football Live from Mike McDonald down there from Kona Radio, and it sounded like a pretty wild game against the Bombers. Last week in the round of 16, it was a 45-0 pretty dominant display over Gig Harbor, and I was actually able to see their game against Interlake the previous week. I thought Gig Harbor presented a pretty good matchup. They did some good things. But, 45-0 is a pretty lopsided score. What kind of made that such a successful win for you guys? What did they present that, you guys were able to capitalize on and just kind of run away with?
We talked about, our biggest motto that week was to start fast and finish faster. Mm-hmm. The last couple of weeks, we kind of started slow our first couple of drives, and then we'd find our groove about mid second quarter, and then third quarter we'd bring it on. And we want to make sure we started fast against Gig Harbor because they're a very scary team. They did a lot of good things on offense when we watched them on film, so we knew that we're going to have to score points in order to play with those guys. And we just came out the first three series, and it was just like, we played the fastest we've ever played the whole year, and we just got on top of them, and our defense just got it rolling, and just a lot of good things happened our way, and unfortunately for them, they just couldn't rebound from it. So they're a good football team, just like you said, and we just did a lot of good things to put a lot of good pressure on them.
Yeah, sounded like you guys jumped out ahead and just kind of kept rolling from there. That game was played down there at Lampson Stadium. You guys got enjoying some home field advantage. Same will apply this week when you take on Bonnie Lake. How important has it been for your team, to get that home field advantage, and how important has it been for the community and the fan support out there and all that?
Oh, it's very important. Anybody that tells you home field advantage is not important is lying to you. There, it's always nice to play in a place that you call home, and you get to sleep in your own bed and wake up at a nice hour and come down the field and play where you've been playing the last 3 or 4 years. So it's definitely a help for us, and then having the community around us, which this community loves football and they like the success that we're having, and with Richland having the success, it's going to be a lot of people at the game this weekend, and just make for a good vibe for all the kids.
Yeah, it should be a great environment down there against Bonnie Lake down there at Lampson. Joined today by head coach of the Kamiokin Braves, Scott Bigland. And coach, before I let you go, the opponent that you have coming up, should you guys win, you'll have a pretty good chance to face the back-to-back defending champs, Eastside Catholic. What has kind of been your message throughout this whole playoff late season scenario, with kind of the bracket in mind and kind of knowing what your path can be, to keep them focused mentally? And then how is kind of the practice regime from a physical standpoint to keep your guys sharp changed in the last few weeks?
We try to do our best not to look ahead. But you know, our kids believe we have a good shot at, you know, making some good things happen this year. But what I try to tell the kids, and they've taken it to heart, is enjoy every week and just play hard so we have another week together with each other. They're a good bunch of kids. They're really good friends and buddies. And I just talked to them about, hey, just keep playing for each other and hopefully we get another week together. And whoever we happen to play, we'll deal with them, you know, on Sunday when we break down film. But, you know, with Eastside Catholic being in our bracket and whatnot, you know, Lakes is a good football team that we watched play last week, but you know, we got a very, very good football team in Bonnie Lake that we got to prepare for and figure out how to beat those guys, because they're going to come and play, and they're a big physical team, and they're a good football team. So we got enough on our hands with Bonnie Lake this week to not worry about Eastside Catholic or Lakes right now.
Definitely. It's 1 week at a time, and at this stage of the season, it's kind of a wide-open thing. Anyone can advance and move forward. Coach, really appreciate you joining us today. Good luck down there against the Panthers in front of your home crowd, and we'll be watching.
Absolutely. I appreciate the call. Thank you.
Definitely. There he is, head coach of the Kamiokin Braves, Scott Bigland. Make sure to catch Varsity Football Live this Friday night. We're going to recap a bunch of big games, including this one. And then also make sure to catch our coverage on Sports Radio 950 KJR for the 3A and 4A state championship game. For complete playoff coverage, check out thefinalscore.tv, your first stop every day for the best in high school football coverage.